This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, it's me and Bob, Wilfong, and Dan, back at all. And we're all out
Dan.
There. Yes, I know. I know you guys have your own.
That's what I say.
But we are just doing the real news. Just for each other.
Yeah.
Just in the park, doing the real news.
Yeah.
And I turn around.
Can I say?
Mm-hmm.
Before you turn around, that's what you have to do now is you have to go into the park to do it.
But yes, well, you do
in
now.
In a place without.
At the time, it was a little more common because this was a few years back.
Yeah.
But we turn around and who's peeking out of a trash can spying?
I know.
And it's John.
John.
And he goes, this could be a show.
Yeah.
And I go, we see you, John.
Yeah.
And he says, that's pretty funny, you doing the news like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, well, it's not for that, John. We're not doing it for that reason. Like, we just all come here. We chop it up about the day's events. Me, Dan, and Bob.
Yeah.
Three dudes. And John goes, okay, yeah, I won't make it a show. What do you think he did?
So I think what he did was he went and did the show.
Did a big show.
The real news.
Yeah. And Bob and Dan forgive him immediately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So was that helpful before when I was taking you down a different track of like, oh, you have to do the real news in the park now because like it's not safe other places?
Whoa.
When you wanted it to be a long time ago?
Did I like that? I guess I could have stopped telling the story I was telling and just explored the idea of how restricted we are these days and how you can't talk about the news anywhere except if you go to the park with your friends and they got to be jacked.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
An insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names
in the...
In the hallway!
Red carpet linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
We got Durs.
What up?
Hey, guys. Good to be back.
Durs, man. Good to have you back. Jesus. Took us long enough.
It's been about It's been a couple years.
Yeah.
But I look at your face and I wonder, was it a couple years going back in time instead?
Yes, because of how fresh-faced.
You look so good.
I got a broccolini scrub.
Oh, okay.
And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you better start knowing because it's the answer.
It's about time. Yeah, broccolini scrub. Mm-hmm. I have that with lamb chops.
People think it's like, oh, you like blend up some broccolini and like scrub down on your face. No, the broccolini is the scrub.
Yeah,
it looks like a scrubber.
It's like, have you been to Venice? They're doing this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is a thing.
Yes.
And I'm so pissed off that some of our listeners haven't been to Venice. And it's like, why are we doing this show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to meet us halfway and go to Venice for a minute.
You can't just hang in Century City where the business is going down. You got to go where the creatives are.
Mm-hmm.
Your Venice's, your Culver City. I don't know if you guys have been there. It is popping off.
Yeah. That's where the real creative energy is. There's no suits.
No, I met a sculptor.
Wow.
Yeah. Different mixed media.
Oh,
so, you know.
Culver City, man. That's insane right now.
And we're working on a pilot idea.
About the sculptor?
Okay. Yeah.
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 You're working on it with the sculptor.
Clay Nation. That's what we're working on right now, yeah.
Wow.
Shit, man. You know you should get Clay Aiken.
That's not bad. I think he's wrapped up politically. But, you know, that's just me. I don't want to dip into politics. I'll save it for the park.
Please. Yes. No. Yeah. That's for the park. You can't put it in your work anymore because they make you go to jail.
Yeah.
Can I just say, before we get too far into this, I can feel Ryan wanting to, like, jump in on these ideas. Yeah. Engineer Ryan, he wasn't around last time you were on here.
Yeah.
I do want to explain something about him.
It feels weird. Feels different.
He's a fame whore.
Not great. Yeah. He's so desperate for attention.
Okay. Yes.
And every time we start a podcast, he finds something where it's like, I got to fix the mic or something. He gets in everybody's business. Yeah. He winds up, you probably have a business card in your pocket.
Oh.
Because he probably slipped
one without
in.
A doubt do.
Yeah. Because Ryan will slide one in there when he gets up close.
And every time we initiate a bit, Ryan wants to take ownership of it and mold it into something. Is that a real business card?
Just came from a meeting, guys.
Wow.
But I do appreciate you squeezing me in.
And you just put it loose at your
pocket. This guy's as real as it gets.
I left my holder at home.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Your metal. Yeah.
I use them as bookmarks in my scripts.
Wow.
As I'm reading a script, I just will take out one of the many business cards from the meetings and I'll just mark off.
See,
like, okay.
And this is always fun to talk about because for me, if I don't read it all the way through in one sitting, obviously it didn't win me over. I'm not into it. I throw it out.
This is so fun to talk about. This is always fun to talk about. Yes. No. You are a one sitting read it guy and I'm someone who goes, maybe the way I felt about that script was related to my mood
and
what I had going on that day.
Mm-hmm.
So let me go read the second half on another day where I've had a different meal maybe, where maybe I did legs.
Sure.
For me, I know my process is I'll read a couple pages and then I'll have like a big like itch. I'll have to like itch myself all the way over. And so that I have to like put the script away and sit on it, let it marinate for a bit and like really like itch my body.
And that's your thing. Cause remember the Two Rivers, the Fork Rivers, we both read that.
The Fork Rivers.
I threw it out and you said, had me itching.
Yes. And that it doesn't matter what the quality of the script, whether or not I'm going to itch.
Yeah.
No matter what. Yeah. I'm going to have a big, bad
He's
itch.
He's a human being and he has a special blanket that he has to get inside.
I have to sort of roll. I get it in one end and then I roll myself up in it and then I roll the whole thing around the room.
And as a writer myself, you know, I don't want a robot reading my scripts like that.
I want
a human to feel and connect.
Yes.
With the exception of a few scripts I've written about robots.
Right.
That's different. I'm not talking about that.
I want the perspective of
the Ratchet and characters. Clank movie.
Right. Yes. Yes. Oh my God. Say it. Just say it with me.
Characters.
Hollywood, are you listening? Characters.
Do a season two,
where
please.
The juices. Yeah.
Of the characters.
At long last, can we get these guys some more stuff?
It's. I don't get me started. This town.
So we had stopped talking about Hollywood stuff for a long time, and now you're back, and so we want to do it some more again.
Let's explore it.
Yeah.
I don't know why else I'd be here.
Yes, Mr. Hollywood the Kid.
Yeah.
And so what we want to talk about is scripts.
Mm-hmm.
We did talk about that.
Something that could really help our audience, which is...
You're not correcting. I just want you to know, I was going to get into that.
Oh, really?
Yes. I was just going to say scripts. I was beginning it.
We'll
so
never
you're not
know.
Correcting
We'll
me.
Never know.
Well,
but
we,
to,
we are. We do know because I am
But to
you.
Clarify what Hayes was saying, and maybe didn't even know where he was going with, how do you write, as a young buck in the biz, a noisy spec?
A spec, you talk about like these reads that'll take you, you'll like start reading the spec and it'll be so noisy that you'll look up and now it's like nighttime. You read the whole thing.
You see my name on the spec? It might get loud. Yes.
Well, what's funny is you ask me and for years people would say, you did it again. A lot of noise. You got a boomer.
Yeah.
And I didn't know why. It's just, this is just. My gift, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But after
Sonic
you,
Boom.
Exactly. Thank you.
Well, that Boomer Esiason was attached to a lot of your projects, I remember. So it was confusing.
To two.
But that's a lot for him.
For Boomer. He doesn't do anything.
He's huge. Korea, he's huge.
Yeah.
Esiason means warrior.
Oh.
Not directly translated, but the sound. So they would say Boomer Warrior. So he plays really well over there.
Not directly translated, but the sound.
But the sound
correct.
Means it.
Yes, got it. Yes, yes. But so I would just write these things, and it was my gift. But now that I've really sat back and dissected, I think I know why they got the boom.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And it boils down to just having a take.
Yeah, and of course a cuss in the title.
Well, for sure, yeah.
That will never be able to be used in the final script.
No, but like when you get that, you go, I'm reading this.
Yeah, okay. This guy just about either he doesn't know the rules or he doesn't care about the rules. And either way, I'm interested.
Yeah. I even like to put down on the under the contact, I'll put, you know, my agency and then 1-900 go fuck yourself.
Yes.
And then I'll say,
good luck calling that number. Yeah,
and, you know, I'm laughing because that's not even the kicker. Anders.holm@figureitthefuckout.com, you know? And then they go, this guy's an animal.
You say fuck in the title, the phone number,
the phone number,
the
email.
Yeah. And your name.
Yeah.
Anders fuck.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Well, it's an attention grabber. It's a shiny, sparkly thing. We all like them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And in my reading,
let's admit it. And I notice you're wearing a lot of jewelry.
Yeah.
As you talk about a shiny, sparkly thing, since the last time I met you, you have tripled the amount of jewelry that you wear.
Well, which was already a lot.
My significant other and I thought it'd be a good idea to get these nose rings. Mm-hmm. And I don't see a lot of them. So I'm the guy. Again, it's like, whoa, he just swore 1-900, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got a nose ring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Anders Holm. Nose ring?
Yeah.
Unforgettable. Nose ring.
And it's the kind, it's like a bowl has over the center.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I guess we should
center.
Describe it.
It's
We're
not
on
like,
radio.
It's not like through one of the nostrils. Yeah.
Sorry. I'm used to a very large screen with A-list celebrities.
Yeah.
This is radio. I should describe it. It is through the middle.
Yes.
Like a bowl or
a door knocker.
A door knocker, sure.
And there's food on it.
Stop it.
And there's a lot of food on
it. Oh, yeah. What kind of food?
Cocktail shrimp.
Okay, you got me. There might be a little shrimp skin, a little shell on there.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. You can just shoot that right off.
Sean, did I get it?
Yeah, mostly.
Yeah. Hey, is he fucking with me?
No, you did mostly get it.
Did I get it?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you know.
It's not there anymore, but I think people will be able to tell it was there, which I think is good.
Yeah.
You know
just
what I mean?
Just one part's shinier than the rest.
It's gone now, and I'm not embarrassed.
No, and that is part of what has driven you to such success is you are able to just not get embarrassed and go, hey, yeah, I'm using the F word in my script name.
Yeah, you know.
And a lot of people are too shy to do that.
Yeah.
Throw out that fear and pick up a freaking beer.
So let's give an example of how this works. How to like take a script that is quiet.
Yeah.
And like a quiet mouse.
That's a mouse. It's a sleepy mouse.
And to add it like to the noise level up.
And crank.
So Ryan, so you can like do your like fame whore stuff. What is like a normal idea for a script that you might have?
Please don't try to go crazy on us.
This has to be normal.
Okay. All right. You're already shooting yourself in the foot with the word normal.
Well, what I'm saying is
that doesn't exist
anymore. But we're taking, I know.
Okay.
I know, Anders, but we're taking like a normal
guy. Oh, you know. Now he knows.
Oh, does he know?
No, I do.
It sounds like you know.
Yes, I do know, and it's my show, and it's my idea for the show anyway. The normal idea, we're taking ideas that normies have, and we are making them noisy.
Yeah, but Anna just taught you there's no such thing as normal, and you didn't even seem to actually know that.
No,
I know. When you first stopped him, his eyes were like freaking saucers.
The whole idea is so stupid that I don't know.
And he was so scared, like, I don't know what he's going to say.
It makes no sense. All
right, hey, Clemens, let's back off. Let's let him
What were you saying? Do your thing. Yeah. What was your thing?
I was getting ideas from Ryan.
Oh, right.
Oh, good. What kind of ideas again?
Yeah, that'll be good.
So the whole thing is me.
So you want a normal, whatever that is, pilot idea from Ryan?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And now he's had some time to think about it.
Okay.
So I didn't want. I wanted it to be fast.
Mm.
That's what she said.
So it would be...
I heard that.
Yeah, she said it.
A guy in the Civil War.
And we had BJ on this show, so...
Civil War?
I do know about that as well.
Which country?
this country.
America?
America. Yeah,
the American Civil War.
This plays all over the world, so
gotcha.
Be specific.
A guy in the Civil War.
And he...
this is, by the way,
he gets killed.
A direction that Ryan will often go in his pitches is like sort of relitigating the Civil War and like showing that it wasn't really what people thought it was.
I'm just happy he didn't call it the War of Northern Aggression this time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that there were like economic factors that like he says like everyone thinks that it was about this one thing, but it was actually about this other stuff. I'm just letting you know you haven't been here for like this guy.
No, hey, context is everything.
Yes, context is king.
I just can't believe how long, too, this pitch is getting.
A guy is in the Civil War. He gets killed,
killed.
Okay.
And then gets brought back to life.
By
a wizard or
by
just you can say slave
frog or
a slave
you can say
he doesn't
he's looking at me he just mouthed the word slave I'm like you can say it
a slave a Haitian slave
well, this is your story
an escaped Haitian slave
okay
oh, who knows voodoo God.
Pierre
brings him back as an undead zombie to use as bait to catch vampires.
Oh, this is a pretty sleepy idea. I mean, this is the kind of thing that slides across your desk. You go, this again?
Yeah. When you said normal, I was like, that doesn't exist. It does. Here it is.
Yeah. I guess we owe A's an apology because we did just hear a pretty normal idea. Yeah.
Yes.
And I forget how basic Ryan's ass is.
But let's put it on blast, put the big bass speakers.
Yeah. This one goes to 11.
Yes.
Bass.
Oh, shit. Who invited the freaking Beatmaster?
A little bass in your face.
So the first thing is the title. Yours doesn't have one. Since the title should be something like Civil fucking War, comma, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Civil War, bitch.
This ain't your daddy's Civil War, bitch.
Yeah.
The fucking slut Civil War, bitch.
The bit. Ooh.
Yeah.
The bitch in the Civil War, zombie bitch.
Don't trust trust the bitch in the Civil War.
Don't
bitch.
Trust the zombie in the
don't
Civil
trust
War,
the
bitch.
Zombie bitch in the yes, fucking
we
Civil
got it.
War. So right away I'm like, okay, the title works.
Right. And
the title's
we
making
about
me feel like all like I'm violating the rules reading it,
yeah.
Which I
oh,
love.
No, I'm, I, yeah.
I'll look around and be like, can people see me reading this?
This is overused, but it gives me all the feels.
Right.
Because I am frightened.
Literally
I am sexually aroused because I know there's something slutty happening.
The word bitch.
I am thinking, because it's, yes, it's Civil War, so it's history.
Right.
And I'm mad as hell because some of the Civil War stuff
you
is
didn't
totally
write
misunderstood.
Yes.
Oh, no. Yeah. All right. And I have an ego.
Oh, my God.
I can admit that.
He's human.
Sorry. Yeah.
Again, a good thing.
I'm working on it.
Well, we haven't even talked about font.
Yes.
So yeah.
This is where you
got. So we've established that feel when you read Don't Trust the Zombie Bitch in the Civil War Bitch.
Yeah, that'll jump to the top.
It's literally all the feels. But the font, how do we make that the main font?
So first of all, what I usually do is I'll design it myself. I'll go to Blue Rooster Art Supplies.
Oh.
And I'll get a variety of different markers, pens. I'll design my own cover page. Sometimes I'll do the whole poster just so they can look at it. That's what posters do. You don't
the
even
TV
have
show
to read.
Poster.
Oh, yeah.
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 You know, you got the dog. With Civil War, zombies, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do we got? I don't know. A giant Confederate flag. What's this? I don't want this in my office. Wait, what's the title? Oh, well, check it out.
Yeah, all of a sudden they got
it. Oh,
right?
They actually do get it.
Yeah, next thing you know, they're hanging a Confederate flag in their home.
Yes.
You know?
Because they
want to
be, because they want to be, they want to get it in the
which
same
is
way.
Swag. It's a, yeah, it's ironic.
Swag.
It's like, obviously, but yeah, I mean, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Bitch,
the Confederate flag is 100.
Yeah.
Well, and it gives, because it gives America all the feels. And
good or bad.
Good. Oh, a lot of bad ones.
Right.
But isn't that provocative? Isn't that interesting? And it is, isn't it maybe a good show that the Game of Thrones guys should do.
Yes. I mean, for me, it's like, it's a good thing because I'm like, oh, that's over.
Uh-huh.
That's right. That's done.
If yes. It reminds but me oh, what finally. If,
yes.
Yeah.
But what if maybe?
What if there were ramifications of it still to this day?
Yeah, imagine that strange world. Mm-hmm. Huh. Now, you can go down a real rabbit hole.
Keep reading. You know?
Yes, you actually read it.
There. What, and here's what I like to do for a pilot. Sometimes I will just send out page 17 and on.
Yeah.
And then at the right after it says end of show, below that, I say, you want more? Call the number, bitch.
Oh, you want the beginning?
You want to
go fuck yourself. Dude, so sick. Because you drop them right in the middle, and then they're just like, how the did I get here?
And the number.
Where the fuck am I?
Right.
And who's doing this?
And the number is fake. So what? I am just curious, like, where it goes from there usually when you do that.
Well, my name's real. And, you know, they
but the name on is Anders Fuck.
But there's no other Anders in town.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they know. Yes. I'm just asking so other people can know.
It's harder for Hayes to do because Hayes MacArthur.
Yeah.
So there's one or two. And they're like, hey, did Hayes MacArthur do this?
And
he will say, yes, I did.
If people say Hayes,
that's probably right.
They usually default to Hayes MacArthur.
Next thing you know, there's a story on Angie Tribeca that seems pretty familiar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the vampire zombie wounds. Beating up a slave or whatever.
Yeah. Not whatever.
That's Ryan's idea. I mean, I don't know if it really makes sense. But let's...
It doesn't resonate.
Let's make it noisier so that people can hear it. We've got the right font. We've done the poster at Blue Rooster.
Relevance.
We've got
the TV poster is so important. I do just want to say people don't take enough time designing the big poster for when people go to, like, the TV... Mm-hmm. Theater, when you choose your TV for the week, the poster is what's making the sale.
Yeah. Look at Netflix and the success it's having because it's got little, I guess they call them thumbnails. Those are movie posters, just really tiny. Okay.
Yeah.
Those aren't thumbnails. Those are tiny movie posters.
Yeah, those are tiny posters.
I think back on all the TV posters of my favorite TVs and I just.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
One, two, three. MacGyver. See?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you also have to be thinking about what you want to hang in your office.
Oh.
When it's all
set
and
done. Are you still hanging stuff?
Yeah, I'm still hanging stuff.
Here's another lesson for you knuckleheads out here. You don't hang it.
Yeah.
You keep it wrapped up and you lean it against the wall on the floor. Because guess what?
Just got
you don't
have
time. Thank you. Yes. You were in Vancouver working.
Just got into this space. I'd love to make it feel a little homey at some point.
Right. Yeah. I've only been here 6 years because I'm continuously working, but I'm always busy, never hanging.
Yeah, I do it.
And
like
I'm not going to make my assistant do it.
No.
Right.
I literally don't make my assistant do anything.
No, because you promote from within. So and this cool. is how you keep them.
And they're your best friend.
Oh, yeah. And they're my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And I owe them
But they
a favor.
Talk to you like they're very mean to you.
Oh, God.
They talk to you in, like, a very nasty way.
They treat me like shit, and they ruin a lot of what I'm involved in.
Right. For me, it's a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of throat lozenges.
And my cousin's very stupid.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
But they get to be involved in everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes. They're a producer.
Marketing. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But good for him. Her?
I'm sorry. Nervous to ask. Yeah, we don't really have those labels anymore. Yeah. You know that.
Yeah. Totally understandable.
She identifies.
And if I can just take a moment, mm-hmm. I just want to make sure this is clear. I am sorry I asked.
Please, there are no stupid questions, but there are very rude questions that are very wrong and you should get in trouble for. I know that wasn't your intention,
but
she identifies as a freak show. Mm-hmm. That's what she wants to be called.
Cool.
So,
hey.
So when you say
respect.
Him, her, it's like, I don't like to answer that.
Sorry about that.
Hey, I'm not pissed off. I'm scared as hell for you because this is recorded.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's why I wanted to get ahead of it. And I heard it and I'm sorry.
And you know you're in a position people admire you. So maybe it's time to listen.
Yeah.
You think about that?
Point taken.
I'll call off my dogs here.
Do you want to clarify just like that she identifies as a freak show, but her pronouns are something else, right?
That stuff.
Yeah. Mm.
Frankenhooker.
Okay.
I mean, just that these are what I've been asked to use around the office or on set.
I think that's cool. Good for your cousin.
Well, because maybe the problem is how limited we've been that someone is a him or a her, or they identify as male or identify as female. And maybe the thing is, let's start being honest, just identifying as a mess. That's what I am in my personal life.
We're humans. Itchy mess.
Sorry. Yeah. We get itchy. Huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So a noisy spec, for those who don't know, it might be a good time to explain.
Now is a good time to really explain what we're talking
about. It is
about
a pilot script someone writes that gets a lot of people in the industry talking.
Yeah.
And it's not always an original idea, like Ryan's very basic idea from the normie about some super boring voodoo Haitian slave resurrecting a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're based on shows that exist. So you might take a show that you like. What's something I'm watching?
Let's
right
do.
Now
I mean, we should say a real famous, really noisy spec was that Friends one where they all got AIDS.
Where they get AIDS,
and everyone is like, "Oh, that's like very offensive." But keep in mind that this was from the time when more people had AIDS.
Yes. So. It is offensive to suggest that all of them could have gotten it because of how much we know about it now. Mm-hmm. But at the time, a lot of people were getting it.
Yeah,
yes.
The science is in. Is it weird to let you guys know I wrote that?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Because
I'm in the presence of a celebutant.
Wow. Because it was credited at the time. It just said by the Merry Prankster.
Yeah.
That was you?
Yeah. So in high school, everyone called me Mary.
Uh-huh.
Long story. And then I was like, well, you know what? And then I started doing pranks. And then Mary Prankster.
M-A-R-Y Prankster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't know if – let me show you on my phone here. I have a photo.
Holy shit. That phone's huge.
Me mailing it.
Yeah, oh, my God. It's so beat up.
Samsung.
That's all cracked.
Big phone.
Well, it's my third phone.
Oh, my God. There's so much
three phones.
Goo on it.
There's actually a little –
there's a lot of shrimp on it.
It does look like it is mostly a plate.
Yeah, did you eat off of the phone?
I don't need this right now. Okay.
No.
I had a lunch meeting. I had a lunch meeting.
Yeah.
With a very important client.
Mm-hmm.
Clientele was important.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I had shrimp. And the shrimp was good.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
What'd you have for lunch, Sean?
Oh,
yeah, I didn't think so. I didn't think so.
Okay, that's fair.
Hayes, you? Who were you with? Who'd you have lunch with?
I brought it here. I was hoping to maybe
get it in while we were doing. Brought us lunch here.
I was
what
hoping to maybe sneak it in,
fucking man,
while we were doing the record.
This is a joke.
But I've heard that this is like a good Hollywood tip that like
this show is a joke.
If you bring a foe that's so big, it can be a plate. You can show up to a restaurant with a few shrimp, put it on your phone, and they'll think that you are just like that you're allowed to eat there.
Look,
but
not,
then you don't have to
you're
pay.
You're not joking your way out of this one, man.
And the business card.
You talk about my phone.
Me.
You talk about my shrimp. And I'm just supposed to be like, yeah, that's really funny.
But the business card you gave me, this is from a busboy at the restaurant.
Yeah. So? Nobody, you don't go to a restaurant?
No.
You don't talk to
busboys? I go there to watch TV.
It sounds like you don't go to a restaurant.
You don't talk to busboys?
I go to a restaurant. No, I talk to
them. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much respect do you have for a busboy, Sean Clements?
You honestly want my honest answer about that? On a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah. 10 being?
It's off the scale.
Oh, it's off the scale.
Off the scale,
okay.
Not big
Congratulations.
Enough.
Congratulations.
That was good.
Way to go.
It's all the way off the scale.
Yeah.
And if you saw a picture of the scale, you would see my respect level way up over the top of it.
Oh, so it's over.
I'm wrecking the curve.
Jesus Christ. You should hear yourself.
It's over it, and it's to the left of it because it's a little non-traditional.
I can't wait till you play this back because I know you listen to yourself because you're fucking in love with yourself. Hayes and I have talked about this in the elevator on the way up here. I go, is it going to be another Sean Love Fest? And he goes,
that's how I practice.
What are you? Oh, he goes, what do you think it's going to be? It's fucking.
I didn't say it like that. I genuinely wanted to know.
Oh, my God.
And it's how I learn, and you can't get better unless you listen to yourself all the time.
Yeah, maybe you. Maybe you.
Yeah, maybe you. Maybe you should watch yourself sometimes or just check a mirror and see if there is a lot of shrimp in your nose ring and on your phone.
Look,
because this is not the first time we've run into this.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm an actor, okay? And when I'm off the clock, I don't want to be looking in the mirror, okay? I do it all day, every day for them.
You're looking
this
in the mirror while
me.
You're filming a show?
Hello, it's called Hair and Makeup. Oh, my God. Do not make me pull up your IMDb. You've worked in this town. Have you not?
A lot of his jobs are like, dude. A lot of his jobs say do that stuff at home. They will tell him. Like,
oh, yeah. Come.
They say come having had.
Having had
your hair and makeup done.
Yeah.
Well, then you wouldn't know. So, yeah. Got a little shrimp on the nose ring.
Okay.
I know what this is. This is Ryan. Ryan's, like, performative energy.
Yes, it does inspire all of us.
And refusal to just sit there and do his job.
Yeah.
Is making everyone tense.
It generates a competition where now, because I see him stealing the spotlight, sure. I want it. And then Durr sees that.
And normally we could just have a conversation, but when Ryan's here, we have to be doing a show because that's what Ryan is doing.
True. I can't deny. I'm feeling it. Okay.
It's true. And which is why I'm so glad that Chef Kevin is here now, who never wants any attention.
Mm-hmm.
And is just like.
Well, can barely fucking talk.
Is just an employee.
Hmm. Is this true?
Oh, you don't know Chef Kevin either. That's right. Okay. It's been a little while.
Hey, guys. Chef Kevin here. Hi, Anders. Nice to meet you.
What's up, man? How's it going?
Good.
It's cold out, huh?
It's freezing.
Yeah.
And Ryan literally just took off a layer. Kevin started talking.
Oh, you
and
guys
Ryan
think it's
took
cold?
Off his shirt.
Mm-hmm.
We get it. Someone's been to Equinox.
Yeah. Probably got the model discount.
Hitting the Knox.
Equinox.
My wife's always like, where are you going? I'm like, she knows. She knows.
Knox three times.
Yeah. She goes, oh, must be leg day.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell you what. Time to finish that script.
Mm-hmm.
So we know famously that Kevin watches shows. Kevin's Tinder until recently was a list of shows that he liked. His Tinder bio was
mm-hmm.
The Office, Arrested Development. Mm-hmm. Check it out with Dr. Steve Brühl. We know this guy likes shows. So he could give us a show, right? That's good, right?
Yes.
He could give us a show and we could noisify it. And it might get loud.
How you name a show and it might get loud. We're going to make a noisy speck out of it.
So do you want an idea or a title?
Say the fucking show. Say the show.
And not an office.
Okay.
We already did too much about that.
This one's called The Motherlode.
Oh,
What are you talking about?
I don't even want to hear what that is. It's so gross.
Okay.
What we're going to hear is so the opposite of what I wanted to do for this. I want a nice, clean show.
I can't believe I have to explain this. Mother's take loads.
Yes.
Yeah. That's where you come from.
Jesus.
Chef Kevin, was it?
Yeah.
Is that your little name?
So it's about a mom whose son joins the army and she's sad. So she.
Kevin! Stop!
Stop doing this!
Do a show, a famous show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a famous
show. Say the name!
Do not do that anymore.
I thought you wanted to come up with this show.
We said the whole introduction is that you know all these famous shows and you have tried to fuck Webbin.
Okay.
Based on your interest in these shows.
Hopefully liking the same broad comedy. Now, get in there and say the name of a show. And we'll crank it up. These ones go to 11.
And it might get loud.
Does that have to be a show I watch?
Okay.
Frasier.
Frasier.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
That's actually exactly what we wanted.
That works
took a little
me.
Doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works great for me. Okay. So Fraser gets AIDS. You know what I mean?
Done.
Like, let's just yeah. do that.
Right.
Especially back then when we would have been doing a Fraser, like for the Friends thing. Yeah. That's when people were talking about AIDS and it was like a mm-hmm. big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be like cool to do.
Right.
Like oh. that Friends spec was by the Merry Prankster.
And how did he get the AIDS? From the microphone, which means Roz has AIDS.
Okay. And now we've got our act two break.
Right.
And that's good also education about how you can communicate it, which is yeah. by, I guess, cleaning the microphone. Mm-hmm. If someone has it that cleans the microphone, then Fraser can get it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that Roz's job?
I think she was also a disc jockey of sorts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She was producer.
I don't know.
Not unlike my cousin, the
women,
Freak Show.
Women can also be professional.
I don't
professional.
Know the show. They don't I know they can now. I don't know what was going on in, honestly, like, in Frasier times.
Yeah, it's 2018, and they were way ahead of the time.
Guys, Ryan is getting us again.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Let me just dial it back.
Driving a wedge between us. So that would be pretty noisy, that spec. That yeah. would be a loud one.
Yeah. yeah.
I mean, you'd probably be thinking whoever wrote this is smoking that loud.
How about this? You bring it back. You bring Fraser back like they brought Will and Grace back, Roseanne
yes.
and the such mm-hmm. and the like. But guess what? Radio declining. Now it's a podcast from the apartment. The dog's part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Dog has AIDS.
Yes.
Yes. We found we made our way there.
And now I have all the feels.
The idea that became
And
the
now
idea.
Because
at long yes. last
animals.
Yes.
There's a famous book about writing called I think it's called Saving the Cat.
Okay.
Ah.
And it's about how if you
Save
are,
saving
if
the
you're
cat.
Able to be the person who is saving the cat.
Mm-hmm.
You are the hero.
And you give the
yes.
feels.
And that yeah. feeling when I'm hearing that idea and mm-hmm. all the feels.
And it doesn't have to just be a cat. It can be a dog. So mm-hmm. this, it works perfectly.
The feels are 100.
Ugh, mm-hmm. God, this is so yummy, this idea.
Yeah.
The dog has AIDS. That is so yummy. I love that.
I'm like quaking.
Yeah. I'm trembling.
There's also an idea.
Whole lower parts.
You mentioned the Roseanne reboot. Where
I did, yes.
Where she's like,
I did.
She like, she loves, like, she's like really into Trump now. And that's noisy.
No.
Yes. That's like a noisy thing
no.
on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Like, you read this thing. She's like a Trump supporter on the show.
Oh, my God.
And that's
noisy
noise.
As hell.
That's
we
noise.
Heard it all the way over here in the studio.
Yes.
You know? I mean, that's how noisy some of this gets.
Oh, my God.
So maybe you could do a thing.
No wonder Dan woke up from the dead.
Yeah, they must have been smoking yeah. that loud
right.
when they
yeah,
came up
that's
with that.
Right.
Yeah.
So you could do a thing with, like, Fraser in the show, too, where, like, yes, he has AIDS, but also maybe he is, like, a straight-up well, Nazi who has, like, killed people.
He's definitely a one-percenter. He's a very yes. successful DJ, disc jockey radio show host.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as far as taxes go, and I don't know where his character might keep his money, but
yes.
there's a lot of benefits to his lifestyle in endorsing a Trump type.
Sure.
Of a candidate or president.
Right. And yeah. he has shot people as well in, like, the name of his beliefs.
He could do that.
Right?
He could do that.
Here's a Fraser idea.
That's how you end the podcast.
Because it's also like,
Fraser
what's
idea.
Going on?
Here's a Democratic.
Here's a Fraser yeah. idea. He's trying different medications he might be on, but like it's a wine tasting.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And what's crazy, he's a doctor, but the only person he can't cure
Is
Roz.
Oh.
Is Roz. Is,
yes.
Right. Because of the thing we know about her. Yeah. And yeah. he should be prescribing opioids, obviously, and like huge.
Right. And
numbers.
That's holding up a big old fat mirror to society right now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys watch the 60
that's
Minutes?
Holding up three billboards to society.
Oh, okay. Well done. Well played.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that screener?
It's on its way. I keep calling. Because I know it was a mistake that I did not receive that screener. And so mm-hmm. I do keep calling because yeah. I know they would have wanted me to see it. So
must watch.
I will when
the
it
ending
does arrive.
Will leave, the ending just mm-hmm. must
breathless.
Must watch. Oh, my God. So you haven't seen it?
No.
Okay.
Fraser.
Great.
And now are we just spitballing? Are we going to keep building off of the HIV AIDS scenario?
I could go a whole new direction. Okay. Let's blue sky it. Mm-hmm. Because for me...
Oh, we haven't done a new title yet. Before you say what's for you, we haven't done a new... Mm-hmm. Like, we should be changing the titles of these so they have cursing in them.
Oh, yeah.
The F, it's podcast. Or it's just what? The F word.
The F word. And the it's, F word!
And it's Frasier.
The F word, and the F word is Frasier.
Right?
Oh, all the feels.
And he's like, welcome to the show, it's me, Frasier. And you're like, every time,
yes,
you think he's going to
every
say.
Every time.
And you're like, this is network, right?
You think that the F word is fuck, but it's Frasier.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
The F word.
Just like how... You thought the L word was love, but it was lesbo.
And guess what? Who's that at the door? That's the N word. Niles.
That's nasty.
I thought you were going to Equinox in the middle of that.
Yes, I would. I have been trained to.
I was very scared that you were about to go to Equinox right now.
That's a totally different thing.
You don't remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, of course I remember it. I have a photographic memory.
Thank you for saying that.
Well, I'm just letting you know.
But what did you say about Niles?
Knock, knock. Who's at the door?
Yeah.
The N-word.
The N-word.
Niles.
Who's at the war, I thought you almost said, which, yeah. Okay, let's blue sky it. Niles at the war.
I misspoke.
But sometimes a mistake is your best idea, because who's at the war? Maybe Niles is off fighting in a civil war against some of the zombies from Ryan's script. Now we don't have to lose all those pages we worked on.
Yes.
Right.
We always have to save your pages. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For me, the reason I'm so comfortable blue skying it is because this is sort of a rule of thumb for me. I like my idea, but I love yours.
Guilty and is charged.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in that position a lot.
Guilty? Wait, you're guilty as charged?
Yeah.
Of what?
Yeah,
it's
I was
a vehicular
curious,
man thing.
I was curious
oh, you're
as well.
You're referring to something else.
Yeah, and I'd rather not even get into it. But.
Okay.
So, but the thing about the F word, F bomb. What, the F bomb.
And it's Frasier.
That leads us to Niles being at war
and
easier.
It's like, you know, he's at war. Also, we could up the stakes. Not only does Frasier by night, he's a radio DJ, but during the day, he's a bomb squad.
Uh-huh.
And he's got
the hurt locker.
He pushes people away because he's scared that he's going to die and hurt them.
Mm-hmm. Well, he himself is a time bomb of sorts.
Oh my God! Okay,
TikTok. And the only bomb,
TikTok,
and the only bomb that he doesn't know how to defuse is Roz. Boy, this is giving me all the feels.
He misses it. You could do a thing where he retires from the bomb squad every day and then he tries to go back to being a radio DJ, but he misses it too much. And so tomorrow, back to the bomb squad, maybe. Yeah.
I'm glad Kevin's here to see this.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for having me.
Guys, I'm off the air. I'm off the air for this one. You know?
Mm.
That could be like the tag.
That's
the commercial.
As hell.
Well, because, you know, I think in terms of posters, taglines.
Guys, I'm off the air for this one.
I'm off the air for this one.
Mm-hmm.
And
what is that referring to?
Because, oh my God.
Keep
Jesus.
Up.
Hey,
this for the people listening.
Hey,
obviously, I get
oh,
it.
People listening.
Hey,
do you know what the radio is?
Sorry you couldn't be with us. Yeah.
He's not on the goddamn airwaves, Hayes.
He's off the air for this one, Hayes. He's telling the guys that. And there still should be laughs. I mean, we got to bring in the D word, Daphne Moon. She's a bit psychic.
Oh, man.
So we do keep some levity there.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And now on a serious note, we did lose the actor who played.
Dude's dead.
Yeah. Fun recast opportunity.
Yeah, yeah, I think it could be so fun to have the same character but have him played by like a Sly Stallone.
Oh,
type.
I was just going to say John Cena.
Oh, yes. Oh. He's funny.
He's so funny.
He actually,
for
people
days.
Don't know this about him. He is actually really funny.
And imagine this. He walks with the cane and he has a limp. This yeah. giant, gorgeous, hulking body has a limp. Vulnerability. Mm-hmm. There's a human in there, okay?
Yes.
There's a heart.
Yeah.
There's a heart. And a heart, the largest muscle in the body.
Wow.
Nobody knows that.
Wow, yeah. I always forget.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the largest muscle.
People think it's like the butt part, but
yeah.
it is
People
the
do think the butt muscle is larger.
No.
and that's
mostly
so
fat.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, if I can catch a little glimpse in the mirror, I'm like, well, that's mostly fat. Good thing I got that big old muscular heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good thing.
You're looking in the mirror at work.
Yeah.
And then
before I'm acting.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. During hair and makeup, sometimes you'll catch just the way you like to do your hair and makeup is you could catch a little glimpse of your butt while you're getting your hair done.
Even a big glimpse.
No, sometimes that's where he's getting the makeup.
Is there such thing as a big glimpse? Because a glimpse, I imagine, is very small.
Yeah, sure.
But
I caught a big glimpse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A look-see. I have a nice look-see. I go, well, I'm gonna get a look-see here. Yep. That's mostly fat. Definitely not heart-sized muscles.
Well, I hate to wind down the Ryan show.
Yeah, that is unfortunate that we have to sort of disentangle ourselves from this fucking cyclone of energy.
How much time, Ryan?
How long have we been doing this?
How have we been doing? And don't lie and say we just started so you can, like, do your whole
go
song and
another
dance
monologue
from the beginning.
Oh, does he do that?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
It's been about 45 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for being honest.
Oh, no.
Shoot,
that should be the name of a script.
Loud.
You guys want to smell some shrimp?
Oh, no. And that's the kind of stuff Frasier will be doing in this new version that he never did in the old one because it was the 90s.
By the way.
He's burping now.
Like, people say, you know, dress nicely for a meeting. Mind your P's and Q's. You're not going to get noticed. Do you see what I just did? In a professional environment?
Yes.
Who's going to remember?
That's burp in
Ryan.
The meeting.
Ryan's going to go home with his cream corn tonight. And the dinner, he's going to be like, guess what, honey? I don't know. Somebody burped at work today.
Oh, Ryan. You're going to tell her that?
And then she's going to be like, who? Anders Holm. What?
Yeah.
That's a big reveal at the end. What a twist.
Yeah. And I can see what he's doing. You see under the table, he has that mason jar that he's like sealing up right now because he like caught a little of the burp.
Mm-hmm.
And now, so this is another
thing.
Going
to mix it with his creamed corn.
Yes.
Ryan, he'll take some and mix your cream corn to all the guests when they first come in.
Take some and mix it with his cream corn and some, the rest he will sell on eBay. He has a whole eBay store.
You know what though? It's like, That's Hollywood though, baby. Because you got sharks like us, and then you got to have those little fish under the belly that eat the cream corn, you know. Mm. And more power to them. If you want my scraps,
truth about
you
it.
Want my burps and farts.
Hey,
scoop
it's nature,
it up.
Baby. It's the ecosystem. You got to have somebody scooping up those burps.
It really
like
is
lamprey fish.
I like to watch Nat Geo and just go, wait a second. Is this Hollywood that I'm watching?
It's true.
That gazelle looks a lot like a young green actor fresh off the boat, you know, ready to get eaten alive.
And sometimes in, like, you're watching, like, Discovery Channel, and sometimes in Hollywood, you are eating bizarre foods.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'm watching.
And sometimes it's man versus food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Hollywood, it's man versus food.
It is. Yeah. And unfortunately, food has been winning lately.
Yes.
I haven't thought of that.
Just the last couple of weeks, it has been really big,
it's
food.
Cyclical. It'll come back.
That is funny.
Hey, thank you so much for telling me that's funny.
No,
I love hearing that.
You know what? Okay, he's still sensitive about this. You know what I mean when I say that's funny? I meant like that's peculiar. That I hadn't thought of that, and you just say that's funny, Sean. It doesn't mean. Okay.
No, I love hearing that. That's funny. What I said.
You know
that's
what?
So comforting.
This is funny. Now I'm laughing.
Oh, yeah? Oh, well, that's two of us then, because I'm cracking up.
It sounds like he's mad, but he really is very happy.
Oh, that's just how my voice gets when I'm losing it from how funny I think it is. I'm laughing.
Well,
he really is laughing.
You know what? You ought to hit the Sunset Strip. You ever heard of the Comedy Store? Why don't you go buy some time over there?
Is that something you can do?
Something I could do.
You're allowed to buy a set comedy store.
It's something I could do.
Not everyone could do it, but
you
can buy a set.
Because I'm
funny. Allowed. Okay.
Yeah.
Can buy it. Okay.
So why don't you go down there and try?
You're suggesting I did.
This is like, well,
I would love to see you show up outside of the Comedy Store and get past the likes of, I can name names.
Dov Davidoff.
Yeah. You think you'd get by him?
I don't know.
He would see right through you.
I don't know him.
Yeah. What circles do you run in again? Just you and Hayes? Because that ain't a circle. That's a line, bitch.
But we do it's a thing with our
segment.
Arms. That,
it's
yeah.
A line segment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like skydivers do.
Yeah. We kind of circle up with our arms.
Yeah, why don't you go jump out of a plane? Do me a favor, though.
Okay.
Leave the chute.
No!
I wouldn't. That's not safe at all. I would never, unless a plane hasn't even taken off, and that is something yes. I just realized I could. So maybe I will.
Yeah. Not stopping you.
Because that'd be fine.
I love how I'm crashing. You watch Crashing.
Yeah.
Where he's at this stage in his career.
Do I watch Crashing? That's funny. Of course I do. Go ahead.
Where.
Crashing?
He's
I watch it.
Yeah, I watch that on Nat Geo, baby.
It is like that Hollywood, sometimes.
Yeah.
Yes, because it is animals out
ecosystem.
There.
He's climbing up the food chain, mm-hmm. you know? He starts out, he's just a lowly little plankton, and mm-hmm. now he's just
too
about going
to
be
to
a
buy
super predator.
A big set at Caroline.
Mm-hmm. Am I the only one who got, I just got crashing, like on a couch, you know, but also like his life's crashing. I just got that.
I still don't
I
know
don't
if
think
I
it's,
see it.
I, yeah, I actually don't think that's what it means. I think it's like a comedy word.
Oh.
For like he's crashing the comedy scene.
Oh.
Yeah. That's
he's sort of the
is.
Kool-Aid man of the comedy scene.
Yes.
Right.
Crashing in there and just hitting them with jokes.
And like Norm, there are all these like norms set up and he is crashing into these norms with a car basically of like a joke
of
he did.
Material, yeah.
Normcore.
Yeah. But what were you going to say about it, Hayes?
I think I just wanted to introduce it.
Yes.
I think I just wanted to just put it out there in the world. But he'd been talking about, like, you know, it's like everything we see Pete go through on that show is true mm-hmm. and about, like, buying sets.
Pete, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Crashing.
Yes.
Durs, have you made it weird?
Yeah, I've gotten weird. I don't know if I've made it weird. That might be you or your department.
Well, he's referencing
Pete's podcast.
On his show, Kevin, which I noticed on Workaholics, you did not list in your Tinder bio.
Which is not really very
That's
nice.
Okay. I understand that. You don't want to get too much ass.
That's why. Okay. And that's why. And that's why. A kid needs to catch his breath every now and then.
Yeah. You can't catch your breath when you got chicks sitting on your face. Am I wrong?
Okay.
Am I wrong?
I'll stop you when you are.
Oh, whoops. I took my chauvinist pill this morning. Sorry, guys.
But so when he said, I've gotten weird, let's get weird was like a thing that they would say on the show a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
It's just my life. So. Yeah.
It's odd to think about how other people see it from the outside.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I'll never know. I'm on the inside.
Yeah. Yeah. He's way in there.
I do feel like sometimes I feel like an animal in a zoo.
Yeah.
Because, you know?
Because how come?
Okay. Are you serious?
Just for the listeners, of course I understand exactly and feel the same.
Well, think about when you go to the zoo, you what do you go to see?
Well,
the
I guess
animal.
The guys.
Thank you, Hayes. Oh. You go to see the animals.
Okay.
Where are these animals supposed to live? Where are they most comfortable? In their own environment. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden they're put in a box.
Okay.
And a cage box.
Yeah. We just have a very different zoo experience.
Oh, tell me about your zoo experience.
Well, a friend of mine actually works there. So when I am going, it's usually just to grab lunch with him real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Cotton candy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Dippin' Dots.
Not always the sweet stuff, but sometimes we will do that for fun. Mm-hmm. But I know there are.
Savory Dippin' Dots.
Yes. I just ask him to do it without the sugar, so it's just the texture that I like.
Well, here's what I want you to ask your friend. Ask your friend how he, she, or ask your friend
it's he.
How they think the animals feel, and whatever he tells you, that's my answer for how I feel.
I've asked him, and he said he doesn't know, because their brain is so different. But he's an actual animal expert.
Their brains are not that different. That's that, see that people like you. People like you.
Yeah.
Oh, look, roadkill. I'm going to run over it again. Oh, yeah? That was a mom. That was a brother. Mm-hmm. That was...
And dolphins can do math.
Weren't you just saying ecosystem about 5 minutes ago? Where's that, Chong? I would love to be... I'd love to get him back in this room.
And a crow can do a puzzle.
Yeah. Oh, you... See, now I'm getting mocked. You ever see birds fly in a formation? What the fuck do you think that is?
You think
we could walk out there?
They're
and
making
do that?
Themselves
they're
into a puzzle.
Being a puzzle.
Yeah, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
They're all no pieces
wonder
to
they
a puzzle.
Can do it. Yeah, they can be it.
Yeah. Birds of a feather flock together. Who do you think came up with that?
That the was bird. A bird.
No, it was a person about birds.
Had to be. They must have heard it from a bird at least.
Well, of course they've heard it. They're birds. Oh my God. I feel like I'm. You guys are running on treadmills, and I am on the pavement.
I'm sorry we made you so upset.
It's
so
not
many
you.
Times.
It's probably Ryan.
Okay, and we've identified again what the issue is.
It's just
loudmouth Ryan.
It's just a vibe I'm getting. Oh my God, do you guys have a wall I can punch?
Okay, Kevin has been talking about getting one in here forever.
A wall?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Kevin. Talking about something again and not doing?
Well, Kevin has said that there's another wall that he's very interested in building.
Yeah.
Before he gets a wall in here.
Oh, wow.
I guess...
Ryan has been telling him some stuff.
Yeah.
About, like, a new civil war.
Yeah, Ryan's
that's
been
coming.
In his ear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Kevin has volunteered to go build the wall.
Yeah, he's always carrying around a brick.
On what side?
Go, this is going to be the first brick.
Yeah.
Just holding, just feeling, this will be the first brick. It just takes one to start a revolution.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, just quietly saying that to himself as mm-hmm. he sort of feels the weight of the brick in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll ask him to, you know, can we get a wall in here for the guests? It makes them more comfortable if they can punch the wall when Ryan gets them worked up or just to get us a glass of water or anything practical.
Yeah,
and he's
you just set the brick down?
With the brick. Yeah.
Right. Because you can't.
Won't.
How do you can't hold the
he
glass?
Because he'll
pour.
Go, it doesn't go here.
Right.
He's like, you know where it goes? On the edge of my home.
Right.
And so I, you know,
right.
I can't keep having that same conversation
mm-hmm.
with him.
Mm-hmm. You know, it'd be funny. And this is I don't know if you guys do crew gifts. Here, do you do crew gifts?
Yeah,
every
yeah.
year.
End of year.
Every year.
Holiday
we do
gifts.
Crew gifts for everyone.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about, and don't, is he still here? I'm thinking about maybe just like a brick.
Okay.
And everyone will be like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then with
everyone
all,
gets a brick.
Everyone gets a brick, but then guess what you build? The wall.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because how many guys, how many people run this ship here?
There's about 200 people working here. I've met four of them. They all trade jobs every couple weeks.
Uh-huh.
And it's different people every time in
mm-hmm.
the office, seemingly.
Right. Okay. Well, let me...
Every time I walk in here, I'm like, who is that?
200 people, 80 cents a burn. So you're looking at like $160. I feel like that's doable.
Yeah.
For yeah.
bricks. And then obviously you want to get a little stationary... And some ribbon, tie it, and then write the note on that. Or you just mm-hmm. write on brick, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
You can use the shopping cart from the store to carry them in.
Sure, yeah.
And the wheels might lock up, but you can, like, you can just drag it.
Durst, tell me about Champions.
The show? It's it's prime time.
Uh-oh.
Okay. You know?
So that's a fun feeling.
Mm-hmm.
What I like to do in prime time is my thing.
Okay.
So that's what you're going to be seeing.
I've heard about this.
Yeah. It is an ensemble comedy about a gym.
Mm.
And
yeah.
Me and my brother, we own the gym.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that it's an ensemble comedy where there's like the funny guy, Durs, but then there's like the hot guy, Durs, and then there's like the sweetheart
okay.
next door, Durs.
Flattery oh, yeah. I think there's a smart guy in there too, Durs.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Okay.
Does
anyone go viral this season?
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
Oh, just, you know, in today's culture,
obviously, big storytelling tool at our disposal.
It could be an eighth joke we could make.
Did you see? I just lower the hook, the dangly shiny. Yes.
Oh, that looks yummy. Let me just chomp into it. Uh-oh. Here I go.
God.
Yeah.
But yeah, we hope to – I mean, we just shot 10 episodes, and fingers crossed we can get a couple gifts.
Mm-hmm.
A couple gifts out there that last.
Crew gifts.
No, GIF.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Crew gifts? Mm-hmm.
Never said crew. Hayes, you're
okay.
Hayes, you brought – that's your baggage that's you brought to it.
Your whole deal. But yeah, I mean, I think it's a funny show. And
it's not my whole deal.
You know, after 3 months of working, you know, 12, 13, 14-hour days, just 3 or 4 gifts, you know, that really resonate.
Makes
you know,
it all worthwhile.
Like, you know, when you forgot to add the fabric softener, something, you know.
Hello. Something that feel when you being like,
right,
I have a son,
right,
but it's about like a fabric softener.
Yes. Yeah. Or like when Boo wants to borrow your phone real quick, you know, classic
What
stuff.
Moment is that on the show?
That would just be like a shock, like a pensive, oh no. Oh, no. What's she going to see? Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so the my gym owner character finds out that he's got a son that's 15 with Mindy Kaling's character. And this kid we got, boy, was he shot out of a cannon.
Yeah.
Made to entertain this one.
Oh, man. Yeah. And that sounds like the kind of guy that might be going viral this season.
I got a feeling. I mean, he's the kind of kid you got to put on – you got to put gym shoes on his feet because he's got taps built into the soles of his feet. You know what
Good
I mean?
Good gracious. So a true born entertainer.
Yeah. JJ Tota. I mean, this guy.
The Tota package.
The Tota package. That's good. That is good. That's strong.
Thank you.
That's loud.
Thank you.
That's noisy.
We said it might get loud.
Mm-hmm. We warned you.
Oh, my God.
That's dope.
What time is it on?
It's now going to be on at 9:30.
I get a little blue at 9:30. Mm.
It's the very outer edge of prime time where you're allowed to just be a little bit nasty.
A little crazy. A little wild.
Mm-hmm.
Right after Will and Grace. So we got a nice little hour.
Yeah.
And then if you're watching whatever serious drama comes on after it, you'll get a little minute. Of the end of our show, if you DVR that, you know, a little sneak.
Yeah.
So watch out.
Oh, nice.
For all you drama heads out there. I know comedy's dead. Comedy's dead. It's all I'm ever hearing. I'm like, well, we're still making it over here, pal.
Yeah.
We're still telling jokes. People are still laughing. Let's all have a little fun.
Yeah. Come on over here and check my pulse.
Yeah.
Usually if comedy's dead or not. Oh, no. Don't check it there.
That's my arm.
That's the funniest part, too, is like that last minute. Yeah. Of the network show.
Yeah.
Will you backload the comedy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it just harkens back to what I was saying about putting out that pilot starting on page 17.
Mm-hmm.
The goods are in the caboose.
Yeah.
The engine.
Your production card, which comes out at the end of the show, says, hey, if you like that, call the fucking number.
Yeah, it does. And if you tune in, you'll see it.
Hey, man. Hey, 1-900, fuck you, man. All right.
A lot of callbacks. That's good.
So let's go.
Do you want to burp one more time for people's ringtones?
I don't know. Let me get some water, and then you guys keep talking.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks, Kevin.
Let's just talk to each other.
Okay. You don't want to do the thank yous this episode?
I don't know.
Okay.
It just...
We did it. We do it every other episode, so we don't have to do it
this time. Have to do it.
Yeah.
You want to thank Kevin? Thank you, Engineer Ryan.
I did thank Kevin. You, thank you, Engineer Ryan.
Thank you, Colin.
I'm trying not to just throw up.
Colin.
I don't want to just throw up on your mic. I don't want to throw up. I just want to.
It's too bad.
You wanted me to burp. I just don't want to throw up on your mic.
Oh, wow. And he's getting all the feels from
me. I got a little shrimp. Got a little shrimp.
Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.